Episode 30, Black Friday. To shop or not to shop? That is the question.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Dun, dun, dun. What are you gonna do? Dun, dun, dun.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Frugal Friends Podcast. I am Jen.
This one's Jill.
And we are excited to be talking about Black Friday, which is a totally divisive subject among frugal people.
So more this divisive. Is fun for us.
We I like am it. More divisive than I imagined. So we are excited. So much so that I was like, should we really do this episode?
So controversial.
Yeah. But then I was like, ooh, controversy sells. So let's do it. We are all about controversy.
Yeah. And the money right. that we get from it.
Right. So that is why we are doing an episode all about Black Friday and everything that goes on around it. And we're going to highlight some of the positives, some of the negatives, and
some of the alternatives.
Yes.
Boom.
So that's what's on today, but we're going to get started with our sponsors.
You know it.
As always. So first up, we have partnered with CookSmarts to offer listeners 25% off of meal planning. So like not meal kits, but meal planning, which is something we always talk about loving. And you can get 25% off of your plan with the promo code FRUGAL. It is exactly as you would think you would spell it. If you found this podcast, you know how to spell FRUGAL. If you have not been around, as we've been just singing the praises of CookSmarts, it's a wonderful meal planning service. It has recipes, instructions, weekend prep options, different diets, and you get 4 meals per week. So it's fantastic. And you can always start with 3 free weeks of meal plans when you sign up at frugalfriendspodcast.com/CS. And if you want to continue, use that promo code FRUGAL for 25% off.
Excellent. This episode is also brought to you by pennies. It's more than fake copper in your pocket because every penny really does count. And there's so much you can do with them. You can pinch them. You can earn one for your thoughts. You can call them pretty. And you can bet that a penny saved is a penny earned. Pennies, pick them up off the ground. Put them in your pocket.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that pennies sponsored the show, especially because it takes more than a penny to create a penny. So I just feel like they're on a tight budget. But the fact that they would make room in that budget for us just says
believe
something.
It.
Says
believe
something
it.
About us. Yeah. So.
You know what? Speaking of how pennies are made, so I was in Northern Ireland, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I had my phone in my pocket, which has a magnet on the back of it for when I'm driving. You know, I can put it up
yes,
on my magnet. Okay. Then I also had coins, like pounds from Northern Ireland, like UK pounds, ooh, coins in my pocket. And they were sticking to the magnet. I was like, what is happening? The pound that needed to be or meant to be copper, I guess it's copper plated steel.
Oh.
Whereas our pennies don't have any magnetic metals in them. So it was very odd to me.
Interesting.
So I had to look it up. So anyhow, they make their, like, whatever equivalent of what would be made out of copper. It's copper-plated steel.
Hmm. Good for them. Being different.
We did that in the 40s, the United States. So if you have one of those, it's rare. If you're in Northern Ireland, it's not rare. It's how they do things.
Got it.
So pennies.
Pennies. Thank you. For sponsoring the show. All right, let's get into it. We are excited to get into this, and we're excited to see the emails we get after it. Because there is a really fine divide in the frugal camp between shopping Black Friday and avoiding Black Friday like the plague. And honestly, like, I don't think either one is right or wrong. I think you can be in both camps. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I myself flip-flop just about every other year. Some years I'm like, yeah, Black Friday, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to get out there early, mainly because I want to see somebody beat up somebody else and just like be a part of it. And like, I want to push people out my way to like get into stores, not because like I want anything in the stores, but just because of like the hype, you know, I just imagine people like foaming at the mouth and
like, there's an energy,
like wielding their purses. And then the next year I'm like, oh, it's so consumeristic and commercialized and no way am I feeding into that beast. I'm staying home. But literally, I mean, who knows,
right,
any given year which side I'm going to land on.
I am in the same boat because I grew up doing Black Friday every year. It was literally, that was our holiday. It was more important to us than Thanksgiving. It was Black Friday because I'm a planner and I love planning more than shopping. So I would get all of the ads from the Thursday paper and ooh, I would circle things. I would plan out our route to maximize doorbusters.
What?
I would make lists. It was my heaven. So I have these fond memories of Black Friday. Yes.
Amazing. And see, that's the thing. And we were talking about that before we started the show. Is that for some of us, there's tradition wrapped up in Black Friday, and that can be what propels us to continue to participate in Black Friday, whether or not we get deals.
Yeah. But so as your friends, we want you to know, we support you in whatever you do, whether you are out there shopping or whether you are at home judging, whether you are out there shopping or whether you are at home judging.
Either way, you can be frugal.
Yes, we support
whichever you. Whichever side of that line you land on.
But if you are going out, our first article today is from CNET.com, and it's titled, Is That Black Friday Deal Really a Deal? So we want you to make sure if you go out, it should be for something that you actually need. And that is... Mm-hmm. First and foremost on this list, I love it. Is it something you really want? And I would, you know, just flip that a little, like, is it something you really need? So like for me this year, I plan to go out on Black Friday because I need new undergarments. I don't buy those used. I don't buy them used.
Gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. And I really like the ones from Victoria's Secret, and I know they have other sales throughout the year, but I always miss them because I'm not on their mailing list, and I would prefer not to be.
Yeah, you don't want to get that stuff right in the mail.
So I researched it, and I missed their last semi-annual sale. So I can either wait again till January or just do Black Friday. I've chosen to do Black Friday. But yeah, it has to be something you really actually need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they made a good point about this, is that a lot of times on Black Friday, what stores will do is put out just nonsensical items or obscure items for low, low prices. And this is to kind of not only distract you, but also have you spend more money than what you need to just by like browsing. And so it might be like, oh, our hot dog spinner is the cheapest it's ever been. But it's like, what the heck is a hot dog spinner? Like, right? Why do you don't need a hot dog spinner. I made that up. I don't know.
Yeah, if that's a thing. No, but by golly, it'll be on sale. For sure.
Yeah.
But
so just to be aware of like,
yeah.
Those obscure items.
And those things, so in the industry, they're called loss leaders. So a business will mark something down really low in hopes that you will buy it because it's quote unquote such a great deal. And they're not making a profit on it. So it is a really good deal. But it's a hot dog spinner. It's whatever. in hopes that you will stay in the store and browse and buy other things. Uh-huh. So that's something to be aware of when you're seeing these like really good deals, because they're not going to make their loss leader something that you would browse and then want to buy. They're going to make it something really obscure and random that you just want to check out.
Well, and it might also lead you to subconsciously believe that, oh, if they've got such a good deal on this, then everything else that they have a deal on is probably the best deal I'm going to find. And that's not true. You might find better deals elsewhere.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So true.
I also found it interesting. They asked in this article, is it a current model? And in both this and the next article that we're going to go over, they talk about how a lot of times stores will pull out last year's model and put it at even last year's price. So it might be a good deal still, but don't be fooled into thinking that you are buying a new thing or that it will never be that price again.
Yeah. So a way that we figured this out is we bought a TV last year on Black Friday because we had already planned to upgrade on Black Friday. That was our plan the whole year. So we just looked at reviews online and we looked up, you have to type in that whole model number, all 8 or 9 numbers to see when it was made. And it's not a problem if you get something that's like a year old. You're getting basically the same thing that's out today, but for cheaper. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with buying an older model. You just want to make sure the model that you are buying is A, well reviewed, and B, not, you know, too old or too old to have the features that you are looking for, all that stuff, and that it's priced right. Another thing on this list is to check the price history, which is a great idea. Mm-hmm. You can really easily do that on Amazon. It gives the example of a Fitbit. So you see a Fitbit, it retails for $199, but you see it for $179. You think that's a great deal. Unbeknownst to you, at one point it was selling for $169, and it most likely will be again. And you can find that stuff out on a few websites. So if you're shopping Amazon, then because they now have Black Friday deals too, in addition to their Cyber Monday. So there's Camel. And that,
how many camels?
3 camels. So you go to camel, and you just type in the product name or paste the Amazon URL into it. It will give you a complete Amazon price history. So you can see what that thing has been, you know, all year and see, you might identify like, oh, this Instant Pot was actually cheaper day after Christmas, or, oh, this was cheaper on Prime Day or whatever. So use that if you're shopping at Amazon. And most people have heard of the browser app Honey. It checks like promo codes. It can also check prices for websites that are not Amazon. So it suggests like Best Buy and Target, Walmart and stuff. That one only goes back 6 months. So you still have to like think about like what sales might have been going on last Christmas or January. But if there was a lower price in the last 6 months, you'll see it.
You would know.
Yeah.
And it is a browser add-in, similar to people who are familiar with Ebates or something like that. You can kind of just like navigate through it. The article also mentioned Price Blink, which it sounds like it can give you like at a glance comparisons between products to see if you can find it at a better price elsewhere.
Yeah, try them all. I mean, we all have smartphones nowadays, so it's really easy to go to one of these websites. Honey, you have to do it on your laptop because it's a browser add-in, but you should be going out on Black Friday already knowing what you want to avoid like impulse shopping. So that's just one way that you can prepare.
Yeah. And usually you are going to get the better deals on the bigger items. Like, don't wait all year for Black Friday to like go get your, I don't know, nail polish. Although you're waiting all year to go get your underwear. So I don't know. Maybe that's not a good tip. But in general, it's the bigger items that you're going to have, that you're going to find those deals on. And otherwise, the deals, like you said, the deals are going to happen on underwear, on socks, on nail polish, on whatever you're into year round.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to plan your shopping. Like, I could have easily planned to need this new stuff in June when their last sale was going on, but I didn't. It's just naturally come around that the time that I like want to buy my new products is just around Black Friday, because I think that's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah. I'm not a big shopper and I don't go to the mall often, but I just have these fond memories of Black Friday.
Yeah.
Which we were talking about before we started recording, that I think Black Friday is different now than it used to be.
Yeah, I do think that it meant something more. I think it used to mean Black Friday was you would get incredible deals on everything. And somehow, despite the fact that Black Friday has bled into and stolen from Thanksgiving Thursday, even though it's expanded so much, it has really dwindled down to really just providing deals on those larger items. It's not as if you can go out and like, this is the day to get all of your deals. It's like, this is the day to get your deals on your electronics and televisions and all of that. But it's not really the day to go out for anything else unless you want to. But that's the thing is that, yeah, it might be fun and it's tradition, but then don't be fooled into thinking that it is what it used to be when you were 10. It has shifted. And it, just because there's big yellow and red signs everywhere doesn't mean that you're getting the best price. Or that price won't continue into the next, into the whole entire weekend and beyond. So
yeah, I used to work at The Gap and Black Friday was a big day, but our busiest and most profitable day of the year was the day after Christmas. So it's
who wants to wait for that, you know?
Right. But yeah, so it's part like nostalgia, part if I need a big thing and I'm already out there, might as well go and get my little things too.
Certainly. Yep.
So do you like anything else from this one, Jill?
That was it. I think we kind of covered it. It was those basics.
Yeah.
Being fooled. Basically, don't be tricked.
Yeah. Don't be fooled. Don't be a fool. Speaking of working in retail, our next article is from Business Insider, and it's 11 insider facts most Black Friday workers know, and you probably don't. This one had a lot of good things. And I think my favorite part of this one is don't shop on Thanksgiving. When you shop on Thanksgiving, you are perpetuating the problem. And I have had to go into work on a Thanksgiving by choice, but like some people don't have a choice. They have to go. And while they're, you know, the corporate bosses are hanging out with their families on Thanksgiving, the little peons at the store are running around dealing with all of us. And I'm guilty of it. I've been shopping on Thanksgiving before. And like CNET, where we got the last article, will also say that 31% of their best deals from last year were actually only available on Thanksgiving. But then you kind of have to like decide, what kind of person are you? Are you the person that values like your time and money over other people's like time and money? So that convicted me. That was a big conviction for me. And so I'm going to choose not to shop on Thanksgiving anymore.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, people do work on the holidays, whether or not they are in retail or not. But yes, it is.
Yeah.
As a society, it certainly says a lot about us and some materialism things there. So I think it is an important thing to like check. Like, why do I feel like I need to do this? Is this really necessary? What am I buying?
Yeah. How about you, Jill?
On this one, I really liked the point that items will probably go on sale anyway. And we talked about that a little bit already, but for your standard things, you know, so we're not talking doorbusters necessarily. Those are the things that, you have to get it. There's only a limited amount if that's what you really want, what you have your sights set on. But everything else will probably still be available. You don't have to get there super early. And they will probably go on sale anyhow. So it's not as if, I have to get there right away. I've got to score this item, you'll see it on sale either within that weekend or even at another point in time. It's not as if Black Friday is the only day to get that deal.
Definitely. Another one that I liked was to beware of the short-run models of electronics. Mm. So this is a rumor that I have heard before. We briefly mentioned it in the last one, but they're even larger, more well-known brands like Sony, et cetera, will put out limited-run models of electronics, TVs, what have you, just for Black Friday. And you have to definitely do your research to make sure you're not getting one of these products, because they'll manufacture them for a few weeks and then be done. So another advantage of checking the price history and the reviews, like putting in that full model number, is that you make sure you're not getting one of these limited run televisions or whatever. Yeah. And they're usually made with like poor quality products, fewer HDMI hookups, you know, whatever. So that just solidifies the fact that you need to do your research online before you head to the store.
One of the things that the article did mention that kind of for me was a reason to go Black Friday shopping was that a lot of stores will offer freebies, like a free drink of Prosecco or whatever, just freebies for being in there. And the ploy is to get you to be in there longer, to shop more, that kind of a thing, which you could look at as being skeevy and manipulative. But if you're on guard for that, it's a great day to go get some freebies.
Yeah. I mean, so one of the allures of Black Friday shopping when I was younger is JCPenney would give out these Mickey snow globes.
Aww.
Every year, these tiny little Mickey snow globes. And we collected them every year. And you had to be there when they opened. And they don't do it anymore. But yeah, it was a really cool freebie. And there are so many stores that will do freebies, like free $5 gift card if you're one of the first so many people. Or there are freebies available. Not as many as there used to be, but they are still there. So that's another reason that I like to do Black Friday, even if I'm not shopping the whole time. Like, I'll get up early just to check out some freebies.
Yeah, and that's fun. And for those people who are doing Black Friday because it's tradition and it's something fun to do with family or friends, then those are the types of things that you can look for and go and enjoy, but then recognize that they're doing that to keep you in the store. But if you resist that, if you just take the free drink and run, then no harm, no foul.
Yeah. But I want to know where they're giving out the Prosecco, because I've never seen that.
They mentioned like Macy's and Nordstrom or different places. Well, sometimes, gosh, I don't know. I do remember, and this goes back to maybe like the good old days of what Black Friday used to be, but in an Old Navy store, they had somebody, because the line was so long, they were playing games with people in the lines, like while you were waiting to purchase your items. So one of the things that they did was to have everybody go through their purse, and whoever had the weirdest thing in their purse got a $5 gift card. Just like doing fun things while you're in the store, making the most of how long and tedious and how many people there are and the large crowds. And so it's funny now, every time when I go Black Friday shopping, I like make sure I've got something weird in my purse, as if that's going to happen again.
What do you carry in your purse? What's the weird thing you put in there?
Oh, it's different every time. I usually do have something really weird in my purse. I don't know, like a toothbrush or I don't know, random weird trash.
Good.
I forget. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So just in case, put something weird in your purse. And just in case this ever happens to you now, you might be able to win.
You might get a $5 gift card.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, stores aren't that cool anymore.
Yeah. They're still available. I haven't checked out the ads for this year yet. But I know that there's still some gems out there, which is even better, because in the early 2000s, when every store was doing it, you would have to like rush from store to store or just miss out on some. And now it's definitely more chill, especially when stores started opening on Thursdays. Fridays are much more chill, so you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. to get doorbusters. One of the perks that's happened since online shopping and Thanksgiving shopping has become more popular.
Yeah.
You know, it does diminish some of the deals,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely more chill. It's not like Walmart Black Friday circa 2006, you know, even though I don't shop on Walmart on Black Friday, I'm like not trying to die.
But see, that's where I want to be. I want to see all the crazies. There's
you
something
do it to
about
people
it.
Watch, Jill.
Oh, 100%. I'm not buying a dang thing, but I want to watch all these people just fighting for their deals. It's probably bad. I probably shouldn't be interested in watching that, but I am.
As long as you're not watching it on Thanksgiving, I think it's fine.
No. No,
I do. I have to do it for the people watching too, because there are some stores I don't go into, but I'll watch everybody lining up for, and I'm like, dang, it's like lining up for concerts. I also don't do that anymore. So, but yeah.
And lining up before you board a plane.
Yeah. No, I get there at the last minute. Usually not on purpose. So. Another one I liked on this list, is if you're not nice, you may pay the price.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, near the bottom, but it's so true. Because when people are like banging on the door or being rude to other people and like associates see it, like they don't have to make your experience enjoyable. Like it's Black Friday.
Wow.
There are so many people there. Just be nice to these people because they can make your day or they can make your day horrible. Like your experience in their store at least. Mm-hmm. So, and just be like a good person.
Unless if I'm there watching, then definitely give me a good show.
If you see Jill, disregard everything I just said.
No, yes. Be kind to people. Definitely.
I don't think our listeners will have a problem with this, but I just think they will get a kick out of hearing that associates will engage in passive aggressive actions, like having quote unquote a slow register or saying, oh, we just ran out of gift wrapping. So I just think everyone will get a kick out of it. I don't think anyone will have a problem not being nice.
Yeah.
All right. Anything left on this one for you, Jill?
That's it, Jen. And you know what that means.
My goodness.
Ooh, I feel it coming.
Is it time for
Bill of the Week?
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is Amaryllis, also on Instagram as adios_debt_, if you'd like to follow my struggle. And my Bill of the Week, I have two exciting ones. The first one is that I was able to finally get to my emergency fund. So that is all saved up. And my second one is, ironically, I paid off my Chase Freedom card. So I would like to leave you with a couple of music notes.
Oh my gosh. This one is so good, Emeralds. I love it.
You did love it. I mean, I love it too, but Jen is like dying over here.
I am. Oh, man. I feel like this one, like how you felt about the duck bill one. When that song started playing, I went out.
We weren't expecting that. No, but... Freedom, man. Congratulations.
Yes. Amaryllis, first off, congratulations. The emergency fund is such a big step. Mm-hmm. So important. And second, I also have a Chase Freedom card that I paid off. So girl, I am with you holding that zero balance and freedom, girl. Yes. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Freedom.
Praise hands.
Take it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Trap it. Trap the freedom.
I don't know if that's how it works. If you have a bill of the week with or without musical accompaniment, please send us your bill. You can head to frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill and record it right there. And we, gosh, try and top that, man. We've had some good ones lately.
We really have.
Yeah, we have. This is my favorite time of the week for sure.
It really is. It has turned into that. I always knew it would, though. I never
and we
doubted
don't
it.
Listen to them until we record. Uh-huh. So, like, literally, these reactions are they're it. So, yeah, you get the honest reactions from us.
You get honesty, so which please, is always what you get.
Yeah,
obviously, because who else would admit to you that I like to see crazy people go at it on Black Friday?
This is a safe space for us, and we just hope you'll honor that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyhow, let's talk about some alternatives, Jen.
Yeah, let's talk about alternatives to Black Friday, because while in our Facebook community group, the general consensus was most of you avoid Black Friday, but you have some positive feelings towards the alternatives, mm-hmm. like Cyber Monday. A little history about Cyber Monday. It was created in 2005. Do you remember what you were doing in 2005, Jill? Mm.
Nope, couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but it wasn't that long ago. It was like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when Cyber Monday became a thing.
Right? And
that's it.
Yeah, I remember still going to regular Black Friday because I was still in high school. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until after college where I started having this idea about consumerism and I'm down with the man and stuff.
I like the voice you use for that.
That's in my head. Yeah, that's the voice in my head. So Cyber Monday, a little bit about that one. Doorbusters in Black Friday or on Thanksgiving will typically beat Cyber Monday deals. But other than that, you can usually find a better deal online. And it's not just Monday now, obviously, we all know. Definitely check online even before you go to Black Friday, because all we've been telling you all episode is to research online. But know that Cyber Monday actually has a lot of deals that are comparable or better than the Black Friday ones.
And you can stay at home in your PJs and you don't have to get up early.
Amen. That's what everybody said. They would rather avoid the crowds, stay in their pajamas. And I would rather be in my pajamas and be in the crowd, people watching.
Although what? Monday, most people are back to work anyhow. So it's probably a myth that you're just at home in your PJs. More like you're at work and on your lunch break, you're looking up that thing to see if it's still available.
Well, that's another thing about Cyber Monday history is that Monday was actually a very lucrative time for online stores because in 2005 and earlier, people had dial-up. And so they didn't have like this high-speed Wi-Fi stuff we have. So they would use their works like really fast internet to online shop.
Wow.
So that's why
already doing
so
it
much
anyhow at work. Yeah. Okay. So. Just not in your pajamas, hopefully.
Fun fact. Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully while you're taking advantage of your work's internet, you're at least dressed the part.
Fake it till you make it.
Also, new on the scene is Small Business Saturday. So this is where local businesses will do special deals. It's not going to be Walmart, okay? Let's just put it out there right now. Like, you're not going to get a better deal on soap from Lucy down the road who makes her own soap because she milks her own goats. Like, no, it's going to be more expensive than Walmart. But you're going to be supporting little Lucy down the road who milks her goats every morning. And that's amazing, supporting local businesses. So like I said, it's not going to save you money like Walmart shopping would, but you can have a much clearer conscience and you can be supporting local business and minimizing your carbon footprint and just, you know, all those sexy words.
You can tell that you live in like around Amish country because your go-to was goat's milk soap. And I was like, we don't have goats here in Florida where I
exactly
live.
See, and that's local. So yeah. You buy the thing that would that's going to support your local person.
Ours is
and
beer.
That's fun too. It's actually pretty cool.
That's pretty. There's a brewery.
I'll come
on every
down
corner.
There and support your local.
Yeah, come on down.
I have even seen, and this is a great idea because, yeah, as we're talking Black Friday, we're talking Christmas gifts, most likely, unless you're buying all for yourself, in which case have at it.
For myself.
But I've seen a lot of people on Facebook also putting out to like, who are the DIYers in the area? Who owns their own small business and trying to give gifts to people that they know is supporting local, it's supporting friends, it's supporting family who are making their own and creating sustainability there. Mm-hmm. So that's even a good idea too. Maybe not even that local businesses are giving deals, but it could spark an interest to say, hey, who is around me? What does exist in this area? And try to support in that way.
Yeah. And a huge part of frugality is using that like community capital. It's investing in your community and your community will invest back in you. Mm-hmm. So if you expect to receive, you have to give. Mm-hmm. And that's, you should never expect to receive, but in an even exchange, I think it's very reasonable if you, what you put out there, you're going to better be able to receive.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a person who has a side hustle, this could be the weekend for you to really ramp it up, whether mm-hmm. you do have your own DIY or your own little local business, consider participating in this way of seeing what can you mark down or give at a discount and really push that. And also if you drive for Uber or Uber Eats, Friday is going to be an excellent day to clock in and drive them people around. If you run an online store, any of these things, you can think about how you might be able to increase some of that revenue and profit over that weekend and take advantage of that and keep paying down that debt, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just for the big guys or established businesses. Like,
yeah.
Even the little guys can get in there and run a sale or offer a service that you wouldn't normally offer. But only offer it for that one weekend, like, mm-hmm. you know, phone consultations, coupons, whatever. Get creative. And yeah. It's a great time to try things out mm-hmm. because everybody's on the lookout to be purchasing things. You can't lose.
Yep. Good word.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else to say, Jill?
That's it. Do what you want, people, but do it frugally.
Yes. Do what lights you up. Like, you know, figure out
do what sets you on fire. Catch that freedom and lock it down.
I instantly thought you were like maybe talking about matches. But it's going to be money well spent if you're spending it on something that you truly value. And mm-hmm. if by chance there is a sale on that, then all the better.
Mm-hmm. But don't buy frivolously. Don't bring stuff into your home that next year you're just going to have to get rid of.
Girl, no. No, no, no. Because we're going to be talking a lot about minimalism coming up.
Yeah.
So, we had to do this episode before those.
For those of you who are reading the book.
Yeah. We are reading The More of Less by Joshua Becker. And it's so good. Have you started it yet, Jill?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost done.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It is so friggin' good. Mm-hmm. And you may want to read it before Black Friday. I don't know.
Oh, that would help, certainly.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That'll help the budget.
Yeah. So that's November's book, but we are giving away December's book, which is The Millionaire Next Door, which we've gotten a lot of great feedback from the community about. People are really excited about this one. It's a frugal classic, and it's a pretty short read. So it's plenty of time around the holidays to get this one in. And you can win it.
Yeah. If you want a free copy of The Millionaire Next Door, who wouldn't, right? Don't want to spend money on that if you don't have to. We are giving away one for every 5 reviews we get this month with no limit to that. So if you already see that people have reviewed, doesn't matter. Keep reviewing. You could still be in the running. So to enter, leave us a review on your podcast listening device. So this doesn't just mean iTunes. Anywhere you listen to the podcast, leave us a review. Take a screenshot of that review to prove that you did it. And then send it to us at frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And we'll select the winners at the end of the month.
Yes. And so we're going to pick a review of the week.
Pick it. Pick the review of the week. Hopefully that doesn't make it in.
I hope not.
I never said that I was a songwriter.
Okay.
You said that about me.
Okay. So if you want to know what a great 5-star review looks like and want to hear your review read on the podcast, get ready, because this one's from Christina, and she says, great podcast with great tips. New listener, but love the host's chemistry. They've got some great tips and advice for getting your finances together. So
awesome.
I love it. Thank you so much, Christina. That's awesome. Yeah,
that's great. And it probably took her a total of like 2 seconds, and now she's in the running for a book.
Yes. So good.
Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We hope that we didn't make any enemies by talking about Black Friday. But again, whatever you want, you make up your mind. Hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this, and we will come at you every Friday talking about all kinds of frugal controversies. Yes. So until next week.
We are just getting divisive here. You know us. Until next week. See ya.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
What other frugal controversial things do you think we could talk about?
Oh my gosh. Reusing plastic bags.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Flushing the toilet.
Ooh, yes. How many pieces of toilet paper you use?
Or just waiting, like, you know, do you let it mellow if it's yellow?
Brown, flush it down.
Yeah, always.
That was my grandfather's rule.
Always flush it down when it's brown, but sometimes you should flush it down when it's yellow.
Oh, always, 100%. See, look at us. We're already getting into the controversy.
I know.
Always, 100%. It's disgusting.
I hope Travis listens to this one.
Like, don't make anybody else add to that without being gross. It is gross, but like, come on. No.
We're gonna get some hate mail about this from the environmentalists.
Get a composting toilet. That'll be the bottom line on that one. Who can argue with that?